Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking industry news this morning, Helen Shaw will be the new chief theater critic of the New York Times in 2026. The announcement comes after Jesse Green was reassigned to a different position last July. In the months following, most theater reviews for the paper were being written by Laura Collins Hughes and Elizabeth Vincentelli. Shaw comes over from The New Yorker, where she has been a theater critic and staff writer since 2022. Before that, she was the chief theater critic of New York Magazine, now known as Vulture. In a press release today, The New York Times gushed, "Helen is a must-read critic. She is authoritative, warm, and passionate, adept at both capturing and setting the conversation around theater, whether it's Broadway or a promising new playwright. With a deep well of knowledge and a joyous enthusiasm, she speaks to both diehard fans and curious readers looking for guidance." Shaw is based in Brooklyn and also currently teaches at New York University and Yale. She begins at the New York Times in mid-January. And finally, today in UK news, the 2026 Olivier Awards will take place on April 12th. The ceremony returns once again to Royal Albert Hall for its 50th anniversary. The Oliviers are the top theatrical honor in London's West End and are considered the UK's equivalent to the Tonys. Many nominated shows eventually cross the pond and receive New York stagings. A date for a nomination announcement is still forthcoming. New productions that open by mid-February will be considered eligible for the 2026 awards. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.